Knowing others is wisdom. Knowing yourself is enlightenment. Knowing others is wisdom. Knowing yourself is enlightenment. To know others is just a lot of wisdom. It's a lot of understanding of human nature. It's a lot of understanding of what goes on in their lives, in their world, in their happiness and their sadness and all the travails that they have. And these are the stories that we read in books, and these are the videos that we watch on TV, and these are the things that we fill our minds and our hearts with all the time, the lives of others. And to what great benefit is that to us? If we're to follow the words of Lao Tse, we come into a most significant concept. Knowing others is wisdom, but knowing yourself is enlightenment. When we can know ourselves, when we can know ourselves by choice, then we have true enlightenment. Then we have the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing that we could ever want in our life. These things are ours now. These things are always ours. These things are ours because they are beautiful. They are wonderful. They are fantastic. They are glorious. Our own inner enlightenment is the revelation of who and what we are and why we are, where we're going, what life's all about for us. For us. And how then does it apply to the lives of all others in the world? Knowing others is wisdom, but that's like trying to live the lives of others. We just can't do that. We never will be able to live the lives of other people. We can only live the life of ourselves, and that's why knowing yourself is enlightenment. Knowing yourself is the true wisdom, the true knowingness of all. It's where we want to be and how we want to be and what we want to understand about ourselves and our world. What is it that makes us feel so grand and so glorious, so marvelous, and makes us feel that we want to get up in the morning, we want to get going and have a wonderful day? Well, what it is that inner enlightenment, where we say, I like me. Where we say, I think I'm a wonderful person. Where we say, this is a wonderful world I'm living in. I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, you say to say that is conceit. To say that is not beneficial. Well, to say that is the most beneficial thing you could ever have in the world. To say, I like me of yourself. Because when you say, I like me, what you're saying is that you are a good person. You are a likable person. You enjoy being in your company. You enjoy being in your world. You enjoy being around who you are. And really, isn't that what life is all about? To enjoy being who and what we are. To enjoy being in our own company. Isn't that what life is all about? Life is all about that enlightening awareness where we say, I am a good person. I am a happy person. I am a healthy person. I am joyful in every wonderful way. I am magnificent. And you see, when we start to say those things, what happens to us? What happens to us is that we begin to realize that life is more than just what's going on out there. Life is more than what's going on in other people's experiences. Life is what's going on in our experience. Life is going on in our everyday activity, in our attitude about ourselves, in our delight in being who we are. That's what enlightenment is. Enlightenment is being in delight of who you are, being delighted in who you are, being delighted that you are you, that I am me, that we are ourselves. That's the greatest joy, that's the greatest marvel, that's the greatest magnificence that any of us could ever have, is to be delighted in who we are. Now, Do you want to be delighted in who you are? Do you want to be delighted in the world in which you live? Do you want to be delighted in everything that is in your life? Well, if you do, then you start by liking yourself. You start by appreciating just who you are. You start by appreciating the fact that you are a magnificent person, that you are somebody it's exciting to be around. You are living your life in a most magnificent, in a most outstanding, in a most remarkable way. And it begins with you. It only begins with you. It always begins with you. Because this is who you are. This is what you are. Nothing more, nothing less than being yourself and having fun. We say these words oftentimes, man, know thyself. This is what all great philosophers preach to us again and again and again, and they live it in their own lives. Man, know thyself. Know yourself. Know who you are. Be true to yourself, and all is in divine order in your life. All is an enlightened experience. Knowing yourself is enlightenment. That's the only place we have to go to find out what enlightenment is to go within ourselves. To go within ourselves and say to ourselves, this is a wonderful world, this is a fabulous world, this is a glorious world, this is the world that I'm living in, and I like it, I like it, I like it. Yes. And the people I'm around, I like them, I like them, I like them. Do you have anyone in your world that you hate? Anyone in your world that you mistrust? Anyone in your world that you're not happy whenever they're around you? Change that quick, in a hurry, because whatever it is that you're doing in your world is who you are. And if you are pure love, if you are pure joy, if you are pure peace and wonderment, then everybody in your world will be that way. And if anybody is not that way, instead of looking at the appearances that have made you think that they were not that way, begin to look at the truth about them, which is that they are glorious people, just like you are. They are marvelous people, just like you are. You see, we haven't time to spend our life experience knowing others as wisdom for us. We have only the time to recognize that knowing ourselves is our enlightenment. And so when you know yourself, and you're true to yourself, and all the world is a reflection of who you are within yourself, when you have that understanding in your heart and your soul, then everything is in divine order. Then everything is pure and beautiful. Then everything is fantastic. Yes, everything is fantastic, but only when you are living, knowing yourself in your own pure enlightenment. Now, is there anything in your life you don't want? Then stop giving your attention to it. Is there anything in your life you do want? Then start giving your attention to it. Start knowing yourself as enlightenment in whatever it is that delights you, thrills you, pleases you, and illumines you. And you will be the happiest, most fulfilled being on earth. You will have done what you came here to planet Earth to do, to be yourself and have fun. You're not here to enlighten other people. You're not here to make other people happy. You're not here to make other people feel good about themselves. You're here to feel good about yourself. You're here to feel good about you as a creator that you are, and that everything in the world is a reflection of what goes on in your heart, in your soul, in your being, in my heart, in my soul, in my being, and therefore I must see all in divine light. I must see all in divine reflection. I must see all in divine truth. Because nothing else at all matters in any way except that I am knowing myself in enlightenment. That's enlightenment. That's illumination. That's me, and that's you. And I love you. I love you. I love you.